The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, sticking with tricky work situations, the term rat race has been around for a long time. Some suggest it's been used as far back as the late 1930s, and the fact that it's still used now shows that not a whole lot has changed. People are still trying to make a living while having a life and feeling exhausted the whole time. Liam Geraghty has been finding out more.
The snooze button, giving you that couple of minutes before the rat race begins. But then, of course, it begins.
Good morning. It's 7 o'clock.
The morning routine. The commute. The working day. Kids' dinner. Walk the dog. Friends' birthday. Work emails that arrive in the evening. The presentation prep. Glass of wine. Game of Thrones. And did you put the bins out? The rat race is exhausting. And I'm not the only one who thinks so.
My name is Kira and I work in the charity sector. When I returned from maternity leave earlier this year, I took parental leave one day a week and I found the 4-day working week really nice in that I had that fifth day, but at the same time I also felt that like I was putting 5 days into 4 days and that left me with very little time. The extra time you have in work maybe to be that slightly bit more creative or to take the time out and like maybe power off your monitor and just think about things. I felt I just didn't have that. Like I went in on my days off were Mondays. I went in on Tuesdays and worked solidly till Friday.
Kira has no issue with her employers and says they've been hugely supportive.
But I think it's more that like I expected to do the exact same job. So I had difficulty putting my hand up or responding to when they asked me, you know, how are you finding this? I'd be like, oh, it's fine. I'm doing everything I need to do. It's like, you know, all the bases are covered. But it's hard to explain, like, actually, you know, I'm just feeling like I don't have that little bit of space that I used to have.
So I'm Siobhan Murray, a psychotherapist and life coach, and I specialise in burnout, in building resilience to avoid it.
Siobhan is no stranger to burnout in her previous careers in the music industry and a non-for-profit.
I used to come home at lunchtime and lie on the kitchen floor to sleep for 20 minutes. But my last experience of real burnout within the corporate sector would have been about 10, 15 years ago, just as I had my first son. And trying to juggle it all, trying to multitask, trying to, you know, be the corporate, do the travel, get to the creche, pay the mortgage, see the friends, go to the gym, do all these things that were perceived that we're supposed to do, that I didn't realise I got a choice to actually go, I can rearrange all of this. So then I pour the wine. Because that would give me that, the sugar rush, never mind the alcohol, would give me that energy.
And they're off!
Some days it just seems endless. Sweeping the floor, washing dishes, doing the laundry.
It's not that long ago. It's in my lifetime that once women in this country had children, they weren't allowed to work in certain industries. So, you know, we've left all of that behind in a very, very short period of time. But I don't think we've caught up with the way things have changed.
Around the clubhouse turn, it's flannel cake on the rail by four lengths, insomnia second by...
So the more that I work with people who are experiencing burnout and it's getting increasingly more across all sectors, what I have realised is that, and I am part of the wellness industry, but I feel that the wellness industry is making billions out of people trying to get them to believe that when they have this work-life balance, that they're going to have it all. That if they're going to their yoga classes and they're doing their mindfulness, listening to an app, that suddenly their life is just going to be transformed. I absolutely do not think that is right.
In recent years, working remotely has helped many people avoid the usual stresses associated with burnout. Sharon Nolan does exactly that. She manages a customer support team in the tech industry from her home in Galway.
So I work completely from home. I actually have a structured day. Like I have to clock in at a certain time. I'm expected to clock off at a certain time. So I think that structure, it kind of helps me keep some form of reality on when you're working from home.
Remote working won't be the solution for everyone. But for Sharon, it has one crucial benefit.
Oh, I work in my pajamas.
Liam Geraghty reporting there.